Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jamison moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan bunts towards first. Schult scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Jamison moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague takes first base on ball four. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive towards first. Morgan catches it and steps on first to double up Shult. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodapp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Badgerow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Badgerow. Averill moves to third. Bernie Hungling now catching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The slide. Hungling applies the tag. Averill is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a line drive towards third. Montague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Montague moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Goldman scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser fires to second, and they've got Porter trapped. There's the throw to Schult, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgero hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Badgero reaches third base with a triple. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 0 for 1 in the game. Hungling hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goldman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Hodapp scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-2, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Badgerow hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 0 for 2 in the game. Hungling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goldman hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 12-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Sprinn's now catching. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Holzhauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzler moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 12-3, Indians. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hungling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sprinz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprinz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Indians. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 0-for-3 in the game. Hungling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Herm Holzhauser. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.